Track 62. Now I'd like to turn to educational opportunities between the ages of 16 and 18. There are various choices open to pupils of this age. The first thing to decide is whether to start work or to continue studying full-time. Of course, starting work means going straight into employment, although young people aged between 16 and 18 will still need either to study part-time, as well as doing their job, or join an apprenticeship or traineeship scheme. For those who want to continue studying full-time, there are two paths, academic and vocational. Academic qualifications, mainly advanced-level exams, known as A-levels, are taken by students aiming for university study. Vocational qualifications, such as those offered by the Business and Technology Education Council, or BTEC for short, prepare pupils for a specific profession, such as engineering or computing. Most of those who wish to continue academic studies will go to the sixth form in their school or a specialist sixth form college. Alternatively, they can study A-levels at a further education college, also known as an FE college. Either of these routes will take students to university. On the other hand, those who wish to study a vocational qualification will typically go to an FE college and, after qualifying, will be ready for employment. There are other options for those who want to start work at 16. Since 2015, young people between the ages of 16 and 18 must continue to learn in a specified learning environment, in addition to working for an employer. The first option is to work for an employer and study part-time for a vocational qualification, such as a National Vocational Qualification, or NVQ for short. The second is to apply for an apprenticeship or traineeship. With apprenticeships, young people get to work with experienced staff and gain job-related skills. They earn a wage, although this is typically less than a regular employee, and get to continue studying part-time, usually one day a week. They study towards a qualification related to the job they are doing, and their apprenticeship can last anywhere between 1 and 4 years. Almost always they are offered a permanent job by the same employer at the end of their apprenticeship.